are tomorrow kicking off our Natural State Tour with you guys. Yeah. Going to be touring several state parks.
Magic Springs.
And kicking it off with Magic Springs. And then next week, I don't know, is everybody going to be here? David, you may be out.
David will be out.
Next week, I'll be out.
Next week on Friday the 6th.
Pettigene. I know, I hate that.
At historic Mather Lodge at Pettigene.
Ikatato.
We got
Ikatato. We learned this yesterday. It's Indian talk. Ikatato.
Now, what does it mean? Are we just blurting out Indian?
That means land.
No, we're not blabbering. What do you know?
Well, Tommy, you knew the, what did you say?
Now, when you say
water?
Indian, are we dot or feather?
Huh? That was land. Feather. I didn't know feather. Water.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Let me throw
and
some.
And we know Maumelle is an Indian name for
mounds.
Breasts.
Breasts.
Let me throw some Caddo Indian. Let me throw some Caddo in. Aha, huna, chata, chati, dawikasan. Boom!
I so have that audio now.
Tommy and I used to exchange text messages very similar to that a few years ago.
Yeah, all right, here's one for you. What am I saying? Kusa ona anit. You are out of your mind.
It's Arkansas.
That's Caddo. That's your Caddo Indian.
Look up back off Boogaloo before we get back.
That would be Hadiko.
What else you got, Matt?
Well, looking back at this tour, on Thursday the 12th, we'll be at DeGray Lake Resort State Park in the Arkadelphia area. On Tuesday, July 17th, Village Creek State Park, which is in Wynn. And then on Thursday the 26th, we'll wrap it up at Mount Nebo State Park.
Mount Nebo, where the guy fell to his death a couple of weeks ago.
That's probably not the best segue, but
that doesn't matter for me. I don't drink anymore.
By the way, I talked to the lady yesterday, and she said for us to bring our golf clubs because they want to treat us to an outing.
They are hooking you guys up.
I understand they want to feed us.
Oh, they're going to feed us every trip we go. They've got a buffet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Cool.
Stocking the cabins. Now that's going to be kind of a romantic getaway. I don't know who's going to be who's going to be sharing the cabin with Roger, but in some of these places,
you know what?
It's
let
at the resort.
Straws.
But two of these places, it's cabins, and we're splitting up the group, so we'll have two like 3-bedroom cabins. I'm just saying.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
just
figure
saying.
It out.
Roger, no beans that night.
I sleepwalk.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm throwing it out there right now. If anything happens, I sleepwalk.
RJ said he talks.
I talk.
I'm going to be sleeping 5 to a hotel
Tommy
room all
be up
weekend,
at 2:00
so I really
in the morning.
Can't say anything.
No, I won't either. Not after a day filled with Roger. There's no way I'll be awake.
But if you, if you lock on to 1037thebuzz.com for all the details on the tour.
Sorry, Matthew.
I'm used to it. Looking at it the rest of the week, the Zone's going to be live on Thursday at Landers, and then you guys are going to be live on Friday at Fletcher for their end of the month deal.
That's right.
Yep. Which I don't know specifics on what they're going to have.
We got
to
do our annual watermelon
seed
spitting contest.
We need to get Mark Miller to do a radio commercial for the show. Because that's how I'm doing his TV.
Yeah, threw the money out there.
His delivery. So, I think he could do a good promo for us. And you can spit your watermelon seeds. You can make that part of the TV Summer Olympics.
Miller got one. The winner, and Frank was number two, I think.
What are we going to have on that? We got the wiffle ball. We can have a home run derby in that. We can have putt golf.
We go spinning plates, a juggling.
Marbles.
Oh, man, I got to go spinning plates.
I'm spitballing here, Outlaw. I'm spitballing.
I think you could do spitting seeds. I'd like to see Beth Hunt spit a seed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't take that out of context,
no,
please.
No, not at all. I can get down with that for sure, though.
Also,
Football 101. If all ladies, again,
yeah,
this is for
saw
ladies
Basil
only.
Was on TV a while ago pimping it.
Yeah.
Pimping it.
Oh, he's pimping it, Jim.
Oh, he's pimping it. He wore shoulder pads.
August 8th, yes. August
That's
8th.
That's it. At War Memorial Stadium. And it's going to be a night of of lessons,
passion.
Of fun, passion. Probably passion.
booze
shopping
and chicks,
hors d'oeuvres.
Jason Basil and Sterner.
Cats ladies'
and
night
dogs
out.
Living together.
But it's going to be brought to you by Tim Parker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Arkansas Flag and Banner, Ava Bella Day Spa, EM Jeans and Conway, a personal favorite. To you guys.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Womanswishlist.com. I've already said Ava Bella, so there they go twice. Ginger Mullins with Colonial Life, Dunkin' Donuts, and City Market. And it's $25. Can't beat it.
That's all Football 101 is?
That's all it is.
$25.
You can purchase
really?
Tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com, and tickets must be purchased in advance. So again, $25, 1037thebuzz.com.
It's your perfect girls' night out. You get to go out, you get to drink, you get to fondle Sterner and Basil, and you get to go home and show your husband what a safety is.
Or as I like to call that, a Friday. So
bada boom.
Right.
Well, you're
cool. $25, that's? I honestly thought it was more than
that. That's it, Big Cat.
Hey, Blake.
You can go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
You know, Tommy, I think you're right. That would be one of the biggest wins in or the biggest win in Arkansas history. To all of the guys our age, to all of these cats 25 years and younger, they couldn't care less.
Probably.
I mean, because they, you know, Notre Dame hadn't been there. I mean, to David's point, Notre Dame hadn't been there in forever. These back in the day, they were something, but I don't think that they'll ever be back there that great. Because you know, just prestige and tradition. I don't know. I don't think it takes
the head coach.
It takes Bobby Petrino.
They're not going to get Petrino, but they get somebody like Saban or somebody up there. They'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just sad but true. All these other people they bring up there, no, they're not going to. No, they'll never dominate like they once did. But yeah. You also have to remember when you look at the all-time football powers. If you stop at 1960, Army's way up there.
Yeah,
and and if you don't go back and look at this stuff, then why even have museums? why did we spend an hour trying to learn about Hector
Quijote?
You got to have somewhere to go get out of the heat this time of year.
Blake, you've just seen Roger's favorite part of the exhibit yesterday.
Oh yeah,
the Harrison part of the exhibit yesterday.
I'll just throw out one word: hood.
They actually had a KKK hood that had stars on it. I mean,
it must have been captain or something.
Yeah, it must have been a captain.
Grand. What's higher, Roger? A grand wizard or a grand?
Did you get that? How'd you get that motorcycle up on the high dive anyway?
It was. We do want to thank Swanee for giving us a tour
yesterday. How I love you, my dear old Swanee.
It's the Arkansas Heritage Museum. Very cool. Right
is it
downtown.
Heritage or historic?
I think it's Heritage Museum.
I think it's
and
historic.
They have outdoor exhibits, too, but it was just a little tad warm to be checking those
out. You know, David
out.
Makes those comments about those things in there. There's families walking around,
yeah,
and he's laughing as he's doing it. Yes, and he starts laughing.
When he did that one time, that was the hardest I'd laughed in 3 days.
Then he turns around with that big, beautiful smile, and you just want to kiss.
He points to the hood, and he goes, "Hey, Roger, here's your grandfather's hat."
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
All right, Blake, we appreciate your call, buddy.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. We'll talk more about these
athletes
that are under pressure to win, and other sports, too. There are other athletes.
I just want to keep playing Native American Guess That Phrase.
Well, and let's go most famous Native American athlete on the Mount Rushmore.
Jim Thorpe.
Nakihata.
What does that mean?
Roman Gabriel.
You've said the same thing four times and said it meant four different things.